Let's tell you the songs you just heard from that live set. That was No Speak, No Slave from the Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. Then it was Seeing Things from Shake Your Moneymaker, also from the new one Hotel Illness. Twice as Hard from Shake Your Moneymaker, and it started off with Black Moon Creepin' from the Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. When we return, more from Chris Robinson and the Black Crowes. Chris, I got just a couple of more questions. How do you feel about, and you're probably not even aware of it, but if I were to tell you that Shake Your Moneymaker is still selling very substantially, and I'm not just talking in terms of numbers, but I'm talking in terms of fans that are still being turned on to it 2 years later, how do you feel about the fact that you're still selling a lot of records to a lot of new fans 2 years after the record came out?
Well, I mean, of course I'm flattered by it. I mean, all those people have, like, a piece of us in their house, you know? And that's a heavy thing. I mean, if anything, it'll just that just goes to show you, well, how come some other bands haven't come along and put out 10 songs that do that? And 10 songs that people want to go out and buy them for something other than hype. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if anything, the Black Crowes came out of everyone said nowhere. Well, that's because we refused what hype? And, you know, in the industry's mindset is such that no hype means what, boring? Not interesting? No. Where we come from, no hype means we let what the band does speak for itself. Now, as the individuals who make up the music, you know, you can sit me down, talk to me, talk to Rich, talk to, you know, Steve, Johnny, whatever, Mark. Everyone will give you a different answer, you know, so... Of course, people always want to, you know, hear all the different answers.
Now, our last question for tonight. You've caught a lot of flack for being very controversial and very outspoken. Tell us how you feel about that.
No comment. No, I never was outspoken or controversial. I told the truth, you know? When someone asked me about the tours I was on, I would say, well, you know, you're sitting around telling me how great they are, and I'm going to tell you something. You want to know how it really is? They lip sync. How's that? Now, I didn't do that to be malicious. I didn't do that to prove a point. I didn't do that to say we're better or worse. I did it to tell you the truth. Things I've said about these heavy metal bands, you think I really sit around and like, give it two thoughts? You know, I mean, it's a joke. I don't take them seriously. I don't own their records. You think, you know, please. I don't care that much. You know? I mean, I am an arrogant person, and that arrogance is the thing that lets me make decisions and lets me get on stage. It's not that I sit around and want to compete with every, you know, tattooed, headband-wearing, leather jacket, whatever. I don't really care. We're a rock and roll band, and there's bands that I like, and there's bands that I don't buy their records, but I don't sit around and get angry like, come on, let's fight because you said this. Please, man. If you want to fight me because I said something about some band, then you know what? Get away from the TV set for 12 seconds. And that doesn't mean going to the refrigerator to pop open another, you know, 40-ounce Miller. Oh, he said it. He said it on the radio. Miller beer.
I'm Willard, and for the last 90 minutes, you've been listening to the world premiere broadcast of the Southern Harmony and Musical Companion from the Black Crowes. Special thanks tonight to the Black Crowes, Pete Angelus of Angelus Entertainment, Mark Dedea of Deaf American Recordings, Tommy Nast, Lex Staley, Donna Geisinger and Neil Bird of the Album Network, and Steve Saslow of SJS. Special thanks to Michael Hughes and WKLS 96 Rock in Atlanta. Post-production by Lex Staley and Steve Nelson of Nell Sound Productions. Special thanks to the Black Crowes staff, Jeffrey Gorman, Shipper, Paul Bloom, John Deptford, and Pat and Barbara Mitchell. The Black Crowes World Premiere Special was a presentation of the Album Network and Bullet Productions. Producers for the broadcast are Tommy Nast, Pete Angelus, and Mark Dedea. Engineered by Brendan O'Brien. Executive producers are Stephen R. Smith and Gary Bird. I'm Willard. Thanks for joining us tonight, and don't miss the Black Crowes on tour in early July.